It's the democracy, stupid. Like, remember that? It's the economy, stupid. It's the democracy. It's not working for us right now. Folks, welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my friend, co-host, fellow rabble-rouser, hey. Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's their executive director, sticking around with me. When you look at the last 50-odd years, again, I think so much of this comes back to the Supreme Court condoning corruption. I mean, they wrote a decision this term that basically went like, oh, yeah. Bribing local government or state government officials, that's fine. Just give them the money afterwards and call it a tip. Then you're good to go. The federal corruption laws can't touch you. That's stupid. That is insane. And so one of the other things we have to be talking about are these Article III judges, especially the ones on the Supreme Court. The court can and likely should be expanded. The Supreme Court should have binding ethics rules, and they should have term limits, and they should be rotating term, like, so they're all staggered, yep. Right? And hey, if you're like, oh, that's great, maybe Trump will do it. No, and I wouldn't say this if it was Biden. You don't have to pack the court, okay? Which, because we only have the two frickin' political parties, would alienate 80 million people in this country. You can actually legislate how you would do this and try to do it over a whole number of years. You could spread it out where one justice is added like every 10 years. So it can be more fair. Nick, we've talked about a lot of different subjects. And you called out local activism. And I want to thank you for what you do. For folks that are looking to get into the action and who might find themselves thinking, well, I don't agree with all those things that those lefty progressives have to say. Like, where's the foothold? Where's the place for someone to start getting involved, organizing in their community? If they look at both of the political parties and they go, these aren't my people. I've got a mix of beliefs.
Yeah.
Where should they go? What should those folks be doing? What should we be asking people that are generally displeased? How should they be engaging?
Well, I mean, it's a fascinating question because at the end of the day, people, I'm trying to remember who earlier brought this up, but people on either side of the aisle right now think the system does not work for them. And you have opportunities then, if you are either jaded or think that the system really is rigged against you, to look to some of the nonpartisan, nonprofit organizations that are mission-driven and are delivering on very specific issues that play a tune that you like the sound of. And like right now, you know, in Wisconsin, we know that there's a 5-year window between now and 2030 when the next census happens. And we've talked about redistricting a bit. And across the state right now, through the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, where the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is a fiscal agent over it, and we have been in partnership with a lot of reputable, credible organizations that are not here to tell you how to vote, not here to tell you what to think, but to just share with you what issues are on the table and that you have an opportunity as Maggie or as Nick to be able to have your voice heard and be able to actually raise the house and be able to make sure that people know that this issue is something that's not going away. And through the redistricting issue, like until we have a process in place where fair maps are going to be the norm, instead of politicians being able to put their thumb on the scales, we're going to see the continuous just, you know, when the Democrats have power, guess what? They're going to do all different types of things. They're going to be advantageous to Democrats, and they're going to leave a bunch of people out that are sitting here being like, well, shouldn't I get an opportunity to say something? And on the opposite side of that coin, the Republicans doing the same thing, Democrats, it creates this level of resentment.
Yeah.
And I think in this moment right now, we should be thinking about if the shoe were on the other foot, what is fair? And if we can decide that together and have those kinds of conversations, you have an opportunity right now. There's going to be Fair Maps tours across the state that are underway right now to talk about the fixes. And we're talking about legislation and then a constitutional amendment so that we can rid ourselves of this cancer that gerrymandering has caused for years in the state, where people show up and they say, you know what, why should I even care? Or when it comes to the money, we're talking about big reform with money, because I don't know about you, Maggie, but I don't have $100,000 or $1 million underneath my mattress right now that I can just contribute to whatever politician and curry favor with them. We all deserve to be able to sit up and we say, if there's something that's not right, we shouldn't be batted away like a fly. We should be heard and told that, like, our opinions and our thoughts matter. And so we have a moment, whether it's redistricting, whether it's money in politics, whether it's collective bargaining, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, whether it's, you can plug in the issue. I promise you there's a nonpartisan nonprofit in this state right now that is focusing on that issue.
I'm going to build on that, folks. That's Nick Ramos, my special friend, my special friend and special guest co-host today. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I'm going to give myself and every single one of you a homework assignment. Here it is, and it's going to get us activated together. I want you to list the three most important things to you. And I'm talking about specific issue. Don't write down climate. Write down a specific thing about it. Whatever your issue is. If you're pro-life, go ahead. Write it down. And then I want you to go and find out challenging information from nonprofit, nonpartisan, cross-partisan sources and investigate the heck out of that issue. Understand where you think we should be. Look at the data. It's there for you. Because knowledge is power, and voters in this country have power. They want you to think otherwise, but we have it. We can do this. There's 250 million of us.
Amen.
Thank you, Nick. Hey. Thank you to each and every one of you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for democracy.